This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Right along I-29, Fargo, North Dakota, just south of the I-94, I-29 interchange. Standing next to me is Jim the flagpole guy. He looks a little like Donald Trump because he's hugging a flag right now. You and the president have a little something in common. You love the flag, don't you?
We love America.
Love America. And love the flag that represents it. We'll tell you why we are outside with Jim the flagpole guy hugging a flag in just a moment here. First, I'll tell you, coming up on the show today, Rich Wardner will join us at the bottom of the hour. Rich is the Senate Majority Leader in North Dakota. He will be among the participants in our Energy Town Hall. All things energy. All of the above. Can't we all get along? Let's be adults and get in a room. Call it whatever you want to call it. But we're going to have a robust conversation about energy in North Dakota. I imagine there's a lot of people in the coal industry, a lot of people in the oil and gas industry right now disrupted with layoffs, wondering what does the future hold, what's happening, is there going to be some sort of silver lining out of the Coal Creek Station decision. All of those issues will be on the table, and certainly welcome anybody and everybody, every voice. There's a lot of really nervous people. Most of the nervous people are either in government or they're paid by some energy company. But I've not talked to one nervous person who actually is a man on the street that cares about North Dakota energy. They're passionate about what they believe from all walks of life. You know, there's nothing to worry about, nothing to be nervous about. Get in a room, find out what North Dakotans think. Maybe an idea or two will pop out of that and some great things will happen. So we've invited every member of the North Dakota Congressional Delegation. We've invited the governor, the lieutenant governor, all the way on down. Doug Goring, the ag commissioner from the Industrial Commission, said yes within a nanosecond. Yes, let's do this. And so we're looking forward to hearing from others as well about them joining. We're going to confirm all the attendees today and give them all a shout-out tomorrow on the program. Looking forward to it. So it should be a lot of fun. Also, Governor Doug Burgum will be on What's on Your Mind today for most of the second hour of the program next hour. So your questions or comments, welcome for him. You can get him in right away. All right, so here's my man, Jim the flagpole guy. Why are you standing in the middle of a field aligned with I-29 in Fargo? What's going on here?
Well, we installed over the weekend, a display of a freedom display, I like to call. And it starts at the foundation, and it's lit from the ground. And it's a 40-foot sovereignty internal halyard flagpole. It's got a wind rating of about 122 mile an hour with a flag. And it's a perfect setting for this flagpole. This flagpole is perfect for the setting because it matches your building height and it's sized correctly, and it's just really, really fitting that you finally have a flagpole here at your new office, and I'm just ecstatic and very thankful.
We are too. We are excited about it, mostly because we love you and what you do, and how you as a you know, a Marine, a leatherneck, on to now serving in a different way of letting people have that spirit of patriotism. It's just something that's unbelievable. And the demand and the growth of your company has been phenomenal, huh?
I can't imagine. I never thought it would be this, overwhelming at times. And I knew that spirit did reside in the hearts of Americans. And I just, I don't know, everything kind of come together bigger than I expected, and I'm just very thankful for that.
That's fantastic. That really is. You've done a great service to many, many people, because when somebody builds a new patio or a new addition to a home or, you know, add on to a cabin or whatever, it's an exciting project. You're kind of fired up about it, and you show it off after, but pretty soon it's just what it is. It's not the case with a flag. How's a flag different as far as the person putting them in, and what do you notice when you put them in?
Well, it's basically the same spirit every time, loving, kind, power, controlled power, and family, So
you told me before they feel it's just that there's a spirit that comes with the flag that just doesn't come with any other kind of building project, right?
That is correct. Yep. It's got a, so they have a memory generally of something great. It could be an experience that they were offered as a citizen, but it also is generally in memory of somebody that fought in a war or served in the military. And you always hear, you know, how they contributed to, you know, the family or to the community. A lot of organizations will install a flagpole in memory of a community member who gave, you know, their whole life, you know, in service, you know, anything from taking care of a cemetery to serving in a hospital, you know, as a volunteer or just all around, you know, community servant.
Awesome. Should we put this up?
Sure. We're going to raise the commemoration of the flag and all that you do for your community and serving and bringing people together and communicating the goodness of America.
That sounds like a plan. And you're going to see on Facebook Live, if you're watching this, this isn't your average flagpole. This is how Jim does it. This is, well, the flags don't bang against the pole in the wind. They're inside the pole. And there's a, you know, little crank that you bring out when you need it. And if you look down here before we're done, we'll show you the lights and the landscaping around it. It's very nice. All right. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Up goes the flag. Lee Greenwood was supposed to be here, but couldn't make it. So we'll watch this in silence as Jim puts it up. Yeah, we're here. We're here. We're just raising the flag. Moment of silence. How about that? Isn't that something? Look at that big, beautiful blue sky. Now, that's an 8x12. Why'd you pick an 8x12 for a 40-foot? Does it just depend?
Well, it's engineered for a 40-foot pole. And as the poles get larger, the flags get larger. They start at a 3x5 for a 15-foot pole. And a 20 is a 4x6. And it incrementally goes up. Your building, in my mind, required a 40-foot pole, so it matches the setting.
You always do a nice job of, you know, it isn't just a flagpole goes up where you want it. It's really staged. There's a bit of art to it as well, right?
Yes, and it starts at the foundation. We try and install a nice foundation to stand on and broom finish, and I've got my own little take on that. And when you have, I call it a freedom display. It's just not a flag or a flagpole. It's a complete display.
It's a complete freedom display, and you can have one in your yard. You're probably booked up through this year, but start right now for spring, right?
Well, we do encourage everybody to let us know that you're interested, and we are busy right now, and I'm working 7 days a week, and I've got a lot of people that are waiting for me, but you know, there's no reason not to call and say you're interested or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com.
And get on that list.
Get on the list.
Get on the list. 701-571-FLAG. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
Safe travels. He's off to Gwinner.
That's correct. God bless you. God bless America.
Home of Bobcat, by golly. Build that skid steer loader that has changed the world. And it's North Dakota made, so we love Gwinner. Jim, flagpole guy, what a fun day today. See that flag up? And if you travel I-29 ever, again, we're just a tish south of I-94 and I-29, the interchange, before you get to the 32nd Avenue South exit, you'll see the flag now, and you'll know exactly where we're at. And come by and give us a honk. It's the least you could do. Give us a little honk. Right there. Coming up on the program, next segment, I got a little time for open phones, whatever is on your mind today, 701-258-0550. Give us a call on that number, 800 888-228-0550. Todd has his phone in his hand right now as we speak. He's actually holding his phone. And when you text him at 701-226-8503, your comment will be on the air within seconds. That's how we roll. Mine is 701-367-2054. We do have Governor Doug Burgum next hour, so if you have any questions or comments, you can get those in early. Rich Wardner at the bottom of this hour, Senate Majority Leader, and whoever you would like to have answer your questions, send them in. Otherwise, any other comments? Weekend news, anything? I had somebody pull up to me, actually, when we were working on the flag here today and said, hey, I got to tell you a story. My brother has three acquaintances that he knows well and trusts that last week stood in line to get a test for COVID, ran out of time, had to leave, got a call, you're positive. Well, that's funny, I didn't take a test. So that hasn't gone away either. So another little tidbit for you for today. All right, more coming up on What's on Your Mind. I'm in the parking lot. I'm going to go back to the studio.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them... No, it's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Your Mind is brought to you in part by PetroServe USA. You thought for a second there I wasn't back up out of the parking lot, did you? Todd, I even had to go to a second floor. I had to climb the steps. Do I sound winded? I don't think so.
Get your cardio in at least, though.
How about that? Yes, exactly. Better try that every day on Petro City. All right, time for a break. I'm going to go run the stairs, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to run the stairs. Yeah. Valley City location of PetroServe USA today is all excited to see you. I want you to come on in there and enjoy a great lunch special. Harwood, Fargo, 12th Avenue North, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. These folks, every day, they pull out the stops for the best lunch special ever. All lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. Remember that. And you can go to any PetroServe USA location. You know, I talk about the meatball dinners and the tater tot hot dish and the beef tips and all the goodies at the various locations. But every PetroServe USA has like this unbelievable lineup of food. Most with the roasted chicken that people rave about, the 4 for $4 deal, the pizza, the two cookies, and the 20-ounce drink of your choice. Four items, $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA, you tell them that Scott sent you. Telephone number 800-228-0550. On the program today, what's on your mind? Just going to ask you that. Tell me what's on your mind. I'm getting a lot of questions for our guest later, Governor Burgum, and also Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner, so I'm looking forward to those conversations. But this can be about anything. Talk about anything you want today on your program. Anything you want. We have an interesting race in Minnesota tomorrow. Michelle Fischbach, Dave Hughes, and Neil Collis are three candidates out of the five that are, I mean, they're battling pretty good. You're hearing lots of things happening. That is the Republican nomination for the Minnesota 7th District Republican endorsement. Michelle Bachmann is the endorsed candidate. She'd been endorsed by the president. It gives her a lot of wind at the back, but this Neil Collis, the doctor from down by Hutchinson, and also Dave Hughes, who's battled, have not stopped. Very interesting. It really is, and I love the passion and the excitement of what they're doing up there.
Man, you can't swing a dead cat without seeing an old Collis TV ad.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Man, he's spending some money.
And they're funny.
Yeah, they are pretty funny.
They are funny.
Dave Hughes is my guy.
Yeah, Dave's it's hard not to like Dave Hughes, and as hard as he's worked, and he lives way up at the border, and the 7th District goes all the way down to darn near, you know, the Iowa border, and he's covered it all, and of course done it a few years in a row. So they ultimately are vying to be the Republican, obviously candidate on the ballot. That's what the vote tomorrow is all about in the primary, to take on Congressman Colin Peterson, Minnesota 7th District Congressman. So that's been interesting in Minnesota. I spend a little time now in Minnesota on the weekends, especially have for, you know, a number of years. And it is interesting how much Western Minnesota is like North Dakota. There's not a lot of difference.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you run into a little bit of Minnesota here or there, you know, kind of, but not much.
A lot of common sense.
Yeah. I was at a wedding this weekend. My goddaughter got married, and, her father, Jeff Bowen, was a great UND hockey player, and her brother, Dixon Bowen, played here recently, senior, this past year. And, I mean, a good bunch of folks that have been friends for years, you know. And so you're at a wedding, and you're chit-chatting with people. I'm just amazed, just absolutely amazed how, you know, that's another thing you have to say about Trump. I don't think if Mitt Romney was in this battle right now, with Joe Biden, you'd have anywhere near the passion. Donald Trump has made political junkies out of people who really didn't care. You know, he's brought a lot of people into a category where they are passionate about what's happening. It's pretty amazing. And I mean, I see it a lot, especially in Minnesota, Western Minnesota. I don't go much further, you know. Do you go any, I don't know, pretty much Alexandria East, I'm kind of starting to get a little...
Yeah.
You know, St. Cloud's okay.
The Metro,
but, yeah.
St. Cloud, Duluth.
I'm not going to go much further than that. Texter says, what's it going to take to wake up the people of Minnesota, to make them realize that Tim Walz is the enemy of the people of this state?
Got to get the Metro to quit drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. I don't... I think Tim Walz is maybe enemy to stay a little strong. I would say enemy of sort of common sense values, right? I mean, and I think what happened with Tim Walz is, I know that Kevin Cramer has talked about when they were House, both in the House together, state, you know, what am I trying to say? He was a Minnesota representative in the U.S. Congress, and Kevin was in North
Dakota.
They were in the House together, knew each other. You know, he's a pretty reasonable guy and everything else. And I think, I think he started out that way, his time in the legislature, teacher from Mankato, whatever. But this is what happens to you in Minnesota. It happened to Tim Pawlenty. Tim Pawlenty shut down the billion-dollar-plus project down at Big Stone 2. What was that called again? The Big Stone Power Plant?
Yeah, nuclear plant, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't a nuclear plant. It was a plant that Otter Tail did in cooperation with somebody else. And the idea was the day the new plant opened, it'd be way cleaner than the old one, and they opposed it.
Yeah.
So they're trying to build a cleaner coal plant. They say they don't like, and wouldn't do it. And Tim Pawlenty basically gave up on that fight. So it happens. They suck you up and spit you out. And I think his lieutenant governor's really done that to him in Minnesota. Andy in Fergus Falls, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. I just want to say a little bit ago about the common sense factor of Minnesota. I just went on a family fishing trip, and I was driving about 8 hours worth total from Fergus Falls to North Minnesota where we went fishing in. And all you can see on the road is Trump 2020. And I'll agree with you guys there. If it wasn't Trump, you wouldn't see signs, period. So, I mean, it's out there. If it wasn't for the metro area, Minnesota would be a Republican state.
Why? Why do you think that's happening, Andy?
Trump's loud. He's a loud man. And I think if you're going to weigh out the options, he's the most common sense man to go towards, because the other side is just, they've gone too far. They're way out there.
Well, and do you think that some of it is just a sigh of relief that somebody's fighting for the things they care about for once?
Yeah, I mean, you can't deny the fact that Trump is a pretty unorthodox candidate. He does things that no one else will do, because, he's not a politician. There's more fans about it. He's a businessman. He cares about the economy, and that's what he excels at.
Yeah, it's fun to watch, actually, because we should be involved. I don't care who you're for. I don't care what positions you hold. But if you think you can just, plug your ears and hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil about the political process, pretty soon you wake up, you don't even recognize your country. I mean, you've got to find a way to get involved, and I'm glad Trump's brought that out to a lot of people. I think it's the secret weapon for November myself. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate the call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month, or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump signing 4 executive orders over the weekend to provide Americans help as the pandemic continues. One would pay a supplemental $400 in unemployment benefits. Democrats have been pressing for a renewal of $600 in those benefits. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president's executive orders simply aren't good enough.
The president's executive orders, described in one word, could be paltry. In 3 words, unworkable, weak, and far too narrow.
Schumer spoke on ABC's This Week. Although seismologists say it's extremely rare for earthquakes to hit the east coast of the U.S., there remains a potential for more aftershocks after yesterday's magnitude 5.1 quake in North Carolina. There were no major damage reports and no injuries reported. And this is USA Radio News.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that.
Listen to that all day long, and it works perfectly since we just raised the flag right here along I-29. Kind of fun. Exactly right. 27 before the top of the hour, brought to you in part today by MyPillow. Great special that will not be around much longer, so I want you to take advantage of this while we can. It is the mattress topper, 30% off. The mattress topper just takes your mattress to the next level. If yours is getting a little soft, kind of, I don't know, I get feeling we're about due, get this instead. And you're going to get another 5 years plus out of your mattress. It's fantastic. Sleeps so well. So easy to put on. Got the big giant straps on. It goes right underneath the mattress, box spring. It is a great way to go. 30% off plus two free standard MyPillows thrown in. MyPillow.com. And don't let summer go without getting some of those beautiful MyPillow towels, beach towels, beach blankets. They're fantastic. All the great colors. Spruce up the cabin a little. With a towel that actually absorbs moisture. It's hard to believe, but it does. Check that out. MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. All right, let's see here. Jamie texts this note. Was boating on the Missouri River with some friends yesterday around Bismarck. We could not believe all the Trump 2020 flags we saw on boats and on people's property on shore. I know this is Trump territory, but there's still a ton of enthusiasm. Definitely feeling good about his reelection chances. I don't know whether or not that indicator in North Dakota is enough to jump up and down about yet. But when you start seeing, as like we said, in Western Minnesota and other places, and these boat parades, have you seen where they're doing these boat parades and they have all the Trump regalia on the boats? It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. We were one of them.
In Minnesota.
When we had our boat parade. Nothing but.
So do you do it on a particular day or you just do it to do it?
We do it on a particular day.
Okay.
The Wednesday before Turkey Day is down in Frazee. kind of our annual.
That's just a, yeah, that's going to be the boat parade.
That's the day we do it. And then we do it one on the 4th, too.
So it wasn't specifically a Trump boat parade. It just was everybody added the Trump flags to the boat parade.
Yes.
I got it.
I'm having trouble. I don't think I've seen one Biden sign anywhere around Northwest
Minnesota. I saw one. I meant to tell you that. One.
I see lots of Trump ones.
Finally, this weekend, I saw one. Can't believe it.
Were you in Minneapolis?
No, I was not. I was trying to think where the heck I would have been. Probably closer to Park Rapids.
Yeah.
Closer to Park Rapids.
Yeah. Well, there you
go. It was one of those deals where there's like, you know, seven Democratic signs and you know, then that one. So we're trying to track down Rich Wardner here, the Senate Majority Leader, joining us in a moment. You know, Rich is in Dickinson, so we could have our ace producer, Chris Larson, and the Majority Leader's schedule mixed up with a little Mountain Time Central Time deal. I don't know, but we'll wait for Rich to join us here momentarily while we go to the next caller. How about that, Gene? You're on. What's on your mind? Go ahead, Gene.
I was down to Hot Springs in Bismarck and bought a pool, and I told them Scott sent me. They said, Scott who? So maybe you got to go introduce yourself.
Well, you know, training is a little challenging sometimes, but yeah. I will. I will plan on doing that.
Should have dropped the name Todd Mitchell. Maybe that would have helped. Who knows?
Yeah, if you said Todd sent you,
then
it would have
worked longer than Scott has, so that might have helped, but who knows?
Bells and whistles would have gone off.
I don't know if he's just a salesman or manager, but I thought it was kind of funny.
That is funny. I like that. Yeah. I better go in there and, you know, bring up some bells or something.
You don't spend enough time there, Scott.
Evidently not. Yeah.
Who knew?
I was in Bismarck last week, and I darn near swung in there, and then I just ran out of time. So I ended up not being there. But did you get the pool,
Gene? Well, when you need some fresh air, then you can head over there.
Yeah, precisely.
I have the pool set up 21
Beautiful.
By 41.
So. 21 by 41. You must have done one of those splash pools. The above-ground splash pool? Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Those are fantastic. They are absolutely. I don't even. I did, when you see it and you see just the fun it could be and the simplicity of it and everything. Well, it's sort of like flags. I just don't know why everybody would not have a flag. You know, when you think about it, to do what we do, for instance, energy country, right? If you know, I am making a living based on what's happening in the energy world. Think how blessed we are. We won the lotto the day we were born in the United States of America. We won the lotto.
Oh, there you go. Right there.
And you know, Venezuela, Russia, you know, what do you think they have private property rights? Do you think they have private mineral rights? What a joke. You know, the government decides for you. So, and a pool is kind of an all-American way to spend a summer. So congratulations to you, Gene. And they probably gave you a better deal by not saying my name. So it worked out okay for you. Don't worry about it.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, here's one for the governor. He's always talking about getting less fatalities on the road. If you pay attention, all the deaths are people missing curves. See all these curves that should have these big double-faced signs on instead of this little peg with that 2-inch reflector on.
You mean like a curve? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're saying get rid of the little ones, or you're saying put one earlier that says curve ahead. Wake up there, fella.
No, put it on. Some of these curves are kind of sharp. You know, people are missing curves, and while they might be marked better, like you're driving a strange road or those double-faced roads where they lead you all the way around the curve. I mean, double-faced signs. You can see it from both directions when you're coming the other way.
I think we should just put up a wall like NASCAR does around the curves. Just,
I got you.
Ride that curve around. Yeah,
but he's right. They could be marked better.
Yeah.
They come up the correct way. Are you talking about which governor are you talking about?
One in North Dakota.
Okay, Governor Burgum. All right. Yeah, I didn't know which if you were talking Minnesota or North Dakota, but I'll pass that along. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll pass that along today, Gene. Okay.
Well, if you pay attention to when there's deaths, they always say Mr. Curve.
Is that right? Wow. I don't look that close, but that's
I mean, why you hear them, Mr. Curve, or whatever, he got killed, Mr. Curve.
Interesting.
Wow. They can bring it up, Joe.
I sure will, just because you called, Gene. That's what we're here for. Appreciate it. Rich Wardner is here, the Senate Majority Leader in North Dakota. Rich, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Morning.
So I want to talk with you a little bit about North Dakota Energy. And we're putting together this town hall on Thursday for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to invite people in that might have an opinion on energy. They could be from one industry or another. They not like what they see happening in the coal country and oil country, whatever, any industry, because the majority of people that I talk to are for all of the above energy. They just say, hey, what's good for North Dakota Energy is good for everybody, and it pays the taxes and the schools and the roads and everything else, so let's keep this thing going. But you see this better than anybody. You know, you got a little bit of, you know, this group wants this, and this group wants that, and this one's against that one and everything else. So I want to just start with my overall premise. Do you think we need to do a better job of working together among North Dakota energy sectors?
I do. I think there are many people who are trying to do that. I don't think that there's just a few people that have a few issues, but most people that know the industry are really trying to work it out. I'm really strongly on all of the above, and you know, of course, the one that is coming under a lot of attack is the lignite coal energy, and I really believe that they have a very significant part to play in our energy policy going forward.
How, in the case of coal, is there anything that sticks out for you that you know, obviously, if you look at, I saw something the other day that 100 coal plants had closed as a result of natural gas competition, as an example. And
well, certainly
wind has taken its share as well, much less, you know, I think 18%. But, you know, everybody nicks away, death by a thousand cuts. Is there anything that North Dakota could do to buck that trend, do you believe, Rich?
Well, I think that our utilities have to do a better job, as well as those of us in political office, to educate people that we need a reliable and resilient supply of energy, and coal does serve that. It's reliable. It's always going to be there. Now, we can still have the other ones, but we have to have that base load. And I think that coal needs to be a certain percentage of our energy going forward. Now, I know I've mentioned that to people, and they say, well, good luck. But I do believe that there will come a time when they're going to say, you know what, wind and solar and gas just isn't getting us the energy that we need in order to maintain the economy and the industries that we have. And we're going to need that coal-fired energy that we know that will be there day in and day out.
Can wind coexist with coal? Can wind, you know, take its market share, its piece? As you know, the utilities seem to favor wind-powered energy. Obviously, coal doesn't like it. They don't like anything coming out of there. But do you think wind coexists okay?
Yes, I think they can coexist. I think wind can coexist with them without any doubt. And you got to understand that wind has had the luxury of having the federal subsidies, and of course, as time goes on, they are becoming more efficient, and they're getting more electrons per each wind tower, and they're being more efficient, plus the fact but they're going to be losing those subsidies going forward. So I think they're going to become a little bit more compatible with one another. But I think it's a good thing that we can save some of our lignite resources for way into the future and use the wind. But use the wind with the coal. And then we've got the gas. So the three of us together.
When we come back, when we come back, let's talk gas and let's talk oil as well. And more of a preview of our event. Thursday night, we're free and open to the public, by the way. Hope everybody comes. Bismarck Event Center, 6 to 8 p.m. More after this.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
A job in the oil field, and the money started rolling in. I thought, man, I'm set for the rest of my life. I'm never going back to where I've been. Working odd jobs for minimum wage, trying to make ends meet somehow. I'm gonna start living the good life, and I'm gonna start living it now.
There you go. Boomer Bust. Who sings this?
West St. John, by request.
Yeah, by request. We'll bumper by request today on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. Be the Buffalo is what they're all about at Oasis Petroleum. That's right. Turn to the storm. Go into the storm. That's what you got to do, folks, when times are tough. You go into the storm, and you find a way, and you come out on the other side all the better. The Buffalo, they teach us well. Folks at Oasis Petroleum love to be the Buffalo Spirit of North Dakotans. Say thank you for that. And if you want to celebrate it, call our 24-7 hotline at 855-200-1776. Back with Rich Warder, the Senate Majority Leader in North Dakota. So, Senator Warder, a little bit on gas now. interestingly enough, gas, if you go back and read or, you know, follow a lot of what has been just a gut punch, unfortunately, to the coal industry, it's been gas. But yet that hasn't been the case in North Dakota, yet we have a lot of gas. So on one hand, we obviously want to gather more of our gas, get more processing for that, but we certainly don't want to, you know, bring any more harm to the coal industry. How do you ride that balance?
Well, I think there's a balance, and I think we can get there. Remember, the North Dakota has all the natural resources to be a electron-producing state. We can feed much of the nation into the populated areas. We do not want to mess that up. And when we talk about, or when you were talking about, when we started this thing, people working together, I think we need to work together, people that are involved with gas, people that are involved with coal, people that are involved with wind, work together and find a mix that works. The one thing that concerns me is we have this DC line that leaves North Dakota. That is just like the DAPL pipeline is to oil, that is to electrons leaving the state. And we do not want to get into a scrap amongst ourselves and then end up losing that particular asset that we have. But I do believe we can sit down and work together. Remember, there are a lot of other things that we can use the gas for, too. There's no question. We need to utilize our gas. We cannot be flaring it.
And then let's talk a little bit about oil. I mean, oil is really the 800-pound gorilla, right, with about better than half of our taxes generated in the state coming from that industry. And now you have an industry that has really been pummeled, not necessarily by things that they can control here, but rather by COVID and lack of demand and the price war and everything else, and uncertainty over the Dakota Access Pipeline. Who's going to invest tons of money knowing you might have trouble getting your oil to market, and it might cost you $4 a gallon or $4 a barrel more. So what can North Dakota do to shore that situation up?
Well, that's a tough one because we are a part of the global market. There's no question about it. And I think that, you know, the biggest thing is this DAPL pipeline needs to get this issue taken care of. And we need to have everybody that has anything to do with the energy that it affects them needs to come out and support the increasing the volume that goes through that pipeline. I know that everybody's worried about, the environment. I want to tell you that pipeline, when it crosses the Missouri River, is 92 feet underneath the bottom of the river. It's got the latest bells and whistles on it, and that is all the way down the line. It crosses other streams, and we got 13 months now that they're going to do the environmental study, and I just believe that it's going to come out right. But everybody in North Dakota has got to support that pipeline.
Yeah, that's a big one. You're right. I mean, it's such a critical part of our infrastructure. And again, we know what we're up against in the way of all these various games. It's very challenging. What do you do? Now, again, I assume we're going to hear on Thursday night from all kinds of, you know, grassroots supporters of energy. And they're going to maybe throw out an idea here or idea there, but one thing we're going to be left with is that they support all the above energy. And there are challenges everywhere we point, without question. Is there something we can do in North Dakota, something creatively the legislature can do to try and recognize where we're at? You know, a tax holiday, something, any big idea out there, Rich?
Well, I think when it comes to propping up the lignite coal generation, I think that there are some things we can do, tax credits. We may have to take a look at the severance tax to help them out. But keep in mind, there are processes that, like the ELM cycle, that does not emit any CO2 into the environment. It is environmentally friendly. It's a cycle that uses coal to produce generate electricity. So there are some things out there, but I am looking forward to the evening when we have input from all the different groups. I'm looking for ideas. There's some people probably got some great ideas that we will be able to take a look at. But
that's
yes.
That's a great spirit. That's what we're looking for on Thursday. I'm with Rich 100%. And he, by the way, first person to say, yep, I'll be there representing legislative leadership. We've invited them all. But Rich, first to say yes, and I appreciate that very much. I think it's important that, you know, elected leaders, regulators, everybody just come together and hear what do North Dakotans want? Because I believe this is not a contentious thing. I believe this is a positive thing of wanting to support our energy industries. Thanks so much, Rich. We'll see you on Thursday. We appreciate you.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.